So here we are at the end of our trail at Uachtaráid Graveyard. This is an ancient and historic churchyard with the remains of a medieval round tower. It was the family burial ground for his mother's family, the Reeds, and it's where Arthur and some of his own family were also buried. So now we're going to go through the gate marked Uachtaráid Cemetery and up the hill, and the churchyard will be on our left. We even have a little bin so that you can throw away your empty cans. So here we are in the graveyard. We walk to the far end of the church and we see a round tower that was destroyed by the Vikings in the year 995. The settlement around the church was a monastic settlement devoted to St. Bridget. And it's very interesting that the Reed surname is thought to come from Mulready, being in Gaelic, Mhaelvreda, meaning a servant of St. Bridget. So therefore, the Reed family of Uachtaráid may have lived here for hundreds of years, and it's possible that their name reflected a local cult linked to the saint of this church. As you can hear, we're on a windswept height above the Liffey Plain, known as the Machaira, which runs from here to Dublin. As well as the Reeds being local farmers here at Uachtaráid, we can also look down on Selbridge, Maynooth, and other parts of Arthur's life in the neighbourhood. You can just see Leixlip. All these are to the north of Uachtaráid, but they are just identifiable. And so his burial here was a way of linking all the places that he was involved with in Kildare. So here we are in the lee of the wind at Uachtaráid Church. We're now going to go in the original west door, where we will see Arthur's grave immediately on the right. So here we are at the entrance to the vault, and it says, in the adjoining vault are deposited the mortal remains of Arthur Guinness, late of James's Gate in the city, and of Beaumont, in the county of Dublin, a squire, who departed this life on the 22nd of January, A.D. 1803, aged 78 years. That means that if he was born in 1725, he must have been born in January, because it doesn't say his 78th year. It says he was aged 78 years. There is a difference. It continues. And also, those of Olivia, his wife, who died in the month of March 1814, aged 72 years. They lived universally beloved, respected, and in the memory will long be cherished by a numerous circle of friends, relations, and descendants. But the real story of the graveyard is behind the vault, where you will see a yew tree. And we are now going to climb up beside the yew tree to see where the story begins. At the back of the gravestone, we can see a mound which was obviously built by Arthur as his vault and then covered in earth. And beside the mound, beside the yew tree, we can see the burial stone of his mother Elizabeth, who was buried here in August 1742. Beside her stone, we can see a line of unmarked stones at ground level that were traditionally thought to be the marker stones for members of the Reed family who were tenant farmers on this hill. And we can see them on the ground without any names or marks on them, signifying that although they had very little money, each life had to be remembered in some way. Here we are in the medieval church on the inside, hearing a wonderful echo off the parabola roof. This church was rebuilt by the Normans in the 1300s at their high point in this part of Ireland, and seems to have become a ruin by the late 1600s. One obvious question is why Arthur wasn't buried in Dublin, having lived there for 40 years. And the answer is that this is where he felt was his home. Just as his mother could have been buried in Sarbridge, but was brought back to her ancestral spot on the hilltop here. So Arthur felt that he belonged here as well. When it came to... The interesting thing is that Elizabeth was brought here to be buried by her family, but obviously with Richard's approval, because he put up the burial stone for her and her parents in 1742. This shows that he was a dutiful son-in-law who obviously got on with his in-laws, and that there was no awkwardness about the fact that his wife's Reed cousins, who remained living in Uachtaráid as tenant farmers, had remained Catholics, although he was a Protestant. For health and safety reasons, it is not recommended to climb the spiral staircase beside the church because the tower that houses it may collapse at any time. Well, thank you very much for joining me in this tour of North Kildare through Leixlip, Sarbridge, Ardclough, and now finally Uachtaráid. And I hope you've come to understand more about what mattered to him and what matters to us. Thank you very much for joining me today, and I hope you'll be back soon for a second look.